Elton John, Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday or Friday's Eve.
Friday's Eve. Yeah,
of a short week too.
A short week, so it was, so it is. Short week, but we're still in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So answer me that one.
Weeks never actually feel as short when you're in them as what you think they're
going to be before they start. They whip it the first couple of days, like, sure, look at that. Practically Friday already. It's unbelievable. And then you go, how is it still Thursday? What? How does that happen? That's not supposed to be happening.
It's a weird one. Mind you, won't complain at the moment. My God, it's glorious during the day at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, glorious.
Temperature-wise and everything. It was like, what was it, 16 yesterday?
16 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, talking about 18 maybe today.
Oh, jeepers. I have the dogs tomorrow and Saturday. So
oh,
I'll
yeah,
be
no,
it.
They're very bad. Those days are very bad.
Ah, shut up, you. Leave me alone. Trying to look forward to something. You're like Tara now. She said it was going to get terrible on the weekend. I still don't believe it.
Misery, misery, terrible.
Do you ever wash your mouth out with sunshine?
Actually, speaking of a bit of wildlife, not that your dogs are in any way wild.
Two foxes
ran across the road in front of me today.
Not
at the same time now.
They must be lucky, isn't it?
They weren't both coming home, sort of.
Yeah,
you know,
one wasn't holding
from
up
a night
the
out.
Other one going, will you come on?
Yeah, yeah. We'll never get there.
You always do this. One, you said, and now it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Jeez.
Yeah, no, it was separate. And fabulous looking deer as well, standing on the ditch as I was driving down as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, now it's a bit of sunshine. Or not a bit of sunshine, but a bit of brightness in the morning. You can see these things.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. You have to look out for the eyes. It's the old glint off the eyes.
Yeah.
From the headlights. That's how you...
Especially in your way. Could be anything.
Knocking them down.
Could be the goblins and all. You could be knocking down the way in of where you live.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the deer was out looking for its unicorn, mate. That stopped me and said... You didn't see my unicorn anyway, did you?
Apparently Jim got this job because he caught this yoke by the toe underneath the bridge out that way. He says, what do you want to work at? He says, I want to work with PJ. And that was his wish came true.
I caught a troll under a bridge.
Some troll or a goblin or something. This is, look, I'm just going by what I read in the papers. He caught him by the toe and he gave you one wish and you said, I want to work with PJ, the comedian, he said. That was his wish. Talk about be careful what you wish for, eh?
Oh yeah, it was a magical land. A magical, magical land.
Every day he's trying to catch that troll to say, why did you let me do that and waste my wish on something good?
Anyway, the Wexican this morning seems to be living the dream.
Oh, how's it going, Mr. Wexical?
Yeah, he's on his way to Cork, or baiting it, I think, as he put it. I'm trying to find his little WhatsApp in, because there was all sorts of expressions in there. There, I'll let you read that for yourself there. Morning, yeah. Men, I'm baiting it for Cork this morning. Then it goes into some very strange language, PJ.
Like a hewer on a Honda, ready for the sun. See, you couldn't bait it with a bog sally. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. He went off into tongues. He started speaking in tongues.
A big picture of him all there with the shades and all on in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, look wearing the shades.
Jeez, I tell you, there's something going on in Wexico.
And his big Hollister t-shirt and everything.
Yeah.
Happy as a Larry.
Shades on in the middle of the night. And the big clean Delph and all. And look, I tell you, like a hewer on a Honda, he says. I tell you something
fair play. The big clean Delph.
Yeah, look at the big sparkly Delph and all. And look. He must have just had it done. Like a mouthful of Da Vinci veneers he has.
He wants to give us a shout out to the bulker in the truck in front of him.
Well, how's it going, bulker?
I don't know. I didn't realise.
I'd say if you're a bulker listening to this, don't look in your wing mirrors because your man's Delph will have you blinded and driving into a ditch.
Yeah, they're not fog lights behind you.
No, that's
the Wexican.
It's just a big Wexican smile. That's all that is.
I didn't know the truckers had such a specific sort of lingo.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I know.
Neither did I. I have to say, I might keep that expression though.
I'm going to have to find out
what a Honda. I ride a Honda and everything. So I'd be saying that, where are you going? Well, I'm baiting it for Cork this morning like a hooer in a Honda. Where are you going really though? A bit hungry.
What's a bog sally as well?
I haven't a rashers what a bog sally is, but it sounds lovely and bread, I'd say.
Yeah, George Michael and Too Funky here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 21st of March. Good to have you along, folks. About to do the birthdays. If you want to give us a shout, of course, for any reason, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. How are you feeling about birthdays today? By the way, somebody's just cleared up a bog sally is a stick.
A stick?
A stick. So it goes against your theory that it would taste good in bread.
Well,
unless it's a stick of rock.
Stick of rock, maybe. A bog sally is a stick, really?
Well, according to somebody.
Jeepers, I
the
never...
The Mexican hasn't confirmed that himself yet, but...
You couldn't bait it with a box. So I'm still trying. So, right, I'm baiting it for Cork like a hare in the hand, ready for the sun. She couldn't bait it with a box, Ali.
Couldn't bait it with a big stick.
Yeah, now it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, a bog Sally is a stick.
Yeah.
I tell you something, you live in Ireland a long time, basically your entire life, and then you suddenly realise you still don't know a lot about what you're talking
about. There's a whole load of languages we've never even...
Loads of languages,
never
yeah.
even touched on.
There you go, Wexico has its own language, and bog Sally being... the flag of Wexico probably has a big bog Sally on it, held by a hooer and a Honda.
Right. Well, I get you back onto the food, though. Since
yes.
you mentioned a bog Sally in a bit of bread.
Yeah,
which
why
would be
not?
A terrible
yeah.
thing. But nonetheless, right, because it's this woman's birthday today.
Where'd you go to learn how to make ice cream? Sunday school. For drizzling over ice cream with an omelette with ice cream as well. No, not an omelette. Pancake, I meant to say. What you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese.
Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought she was a comedian in the making there?
Who knew? She's got the lines, in fairness. She's got all the delivery.
Absolutely.
She always seems like she's fairly sound now, doesn't she?
That,
she
by the way, just in case nice. Anybody is wondering.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Rachel Allen,
correct.
Obviously, isn't it? I better say it in case I'm thinking of someone completely different, which wouldn't be unusual at this time of the morning.
Do you know Rachel? Have you met Rachel Allen?
I don't know. I don't think I ever have. No, I've never met her, no.
No, right.
She always seems like she's fairly nice, though. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She always comes across very well. Like she'd be a bit of crack. You'd love to share an afternoon tea and a Bellini with Rachel Allen.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you? I would anyway.
Or an ice cream, but not an ice cream with an omelette.
No. No.
If you could avoid it.
Yeah, but she's only messing there. You know what I mean? She's only having us on. She's pulling your leg. She's baiting us with a bog Sally there, so she is having a bit of crack. You know what I mean? She just seems like she's kind of nice. You know what I mean? She just can't. She's like, you know the way to be people you'd like to... marry and all.
Right.
She's a very marriable sort.
Because she can cook.
No. And because she's very nice. Because you could show her to your man would be delighted. Did you know that way?
That's the weirdest compliment ever.
What do you mean?
That would be a brilliant thing to say to somebody. Oh yeah, my ma would love you.
My ma would be delighted.
You want
imagine.
To go out?
Yeah, do you want to go for a day? Yes. My ma's coming. Because she'd see you now and she'd be delighted.
Well done, PJ. You did very well for yourself.
Do you know what I mean? There'd be like, there's women in Ireland that would show me to their mothers and their mothers would be disgusted.
Right.
I don't think that's ever happened to Rachel Allen. That's all
that
I'm saying.
That somebody's been disgusted and go, you're not going out.
You're not going out with her, are you? Jesus.
Oh my God.
Do you ever see the way she grates cheese on the top of an omelette? Puts ice cream in on it. Woman's half it. Hasn't a clue what she's doing. But what age?
What does Rachel Allen do when she's not being on the telly? Does she have like a
the cooking school? Is it?
There's
a
school.
Whole Ballymaloo school. Is it? Does she be? I don't know. Now I'm guessing. I'm presuming.
Is that her? Is she Ballymaloo? Is she?
Is that not all that family? No.
Look, I don't.
Doreena Allen and Rachel Allen.
Oh right.
Yeah, isn't that their whole thing?
Would you believe that now? I never knew that till you said it.
Did you not?
That Doreena Allen and Rachel Allen. We're part of the same thing.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. So that's the whole crack-a-doodle-do with them, yeah.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
Yeah. I'd love to go down to Ballymaloo, actually.
You can live in Ireland a long time, your life, and not realise.
This is the fella who caught a troll by the toe to get his job, so look. You know what I mean? It's hard to know what part of Ireland he goes to every day.
I just thought that the fairies brought your food in the mornings. Right, Rachel Allen then, yeah.
I think she's around the same age as myself. I'm going to say she's like 44.
47.
Ah,
fart. 47,
jeez,
right.
She's looking well for it now.
Indeed and all. Right, what about a few actors? Let's see how you do with the actors. Being a thespian yourself.
Yes.
Matthew Broderick.
Right.
Ferris Bueller himself.
Yeah, you know he killed a man in Ireland. You know that happened years ago, didn't he? In a car crash in Donegal.
But you mean by accident?
He didn't go out to do it. It wasn't like for the crack.
I clarified that.
But I think he did.
You made him out to be some sort of... That was
sorry.
He killed a man.
Yes, sorry.
No.
I should say, in a very tragic episode, for him and, of course, the people, the family and all, the man that he hit.
I don't remember that. God, you'd imagine that. I assume it was a huge story at the time, was it?
I don't know if he was particularly famous at the time. I don't really know.
Are you serious?
I'm not sure. But, I can't Google it now because I'll see his age. That's the only thing. But he did Ferris Bueller, of course, which is a legend of a movie.
That's the thing now that I suppose if he's talked about in Hollywood celebrity circles.
Yeah.
That's a thing now that'll always be brought up, wouldn't it?
That he killed a man in Ireland.
Yeah.
Some things don't go away.
That'll never go away.
And nor should they.
No.
Do you know the way
you'd
be thinking to yourself, like, should be allowed to get on with your life and everything, of course, if it's a terrible accident.
If it's a genuine accident.
You suffer your, you know, gee, why did I go down this road with this? like when you think about it, there was lots of ways to go with Matthew Broderick. There was his relationship with Sarah Jessica Parker. I think they did it. There was so many ways to go. Where did I have to go?
Yeah.
Road debts. That's where I had to go this morning. At 20 minutes past 6 in the morning, I decided on a show that's very ethos.
Wake up happy.
I says, did you know Broderick killed an Irishman? There you go. Well done, PJ. You feckin' idiot. You should be bet with a bog sally around the arse. Tick. Right, I'll quickly move off this before it gets even worse. Before he dies of natural causes with me trying to talk my way around it. And say he's 58.
Oh, not bad. 57.
Right, thank God. Now,
57. Swiftly moving on. Right, Gary Oldman. Did he ever...
Did you know he killed a fella in Kildare on purpose?
Gary Oldman's a great actor.
He's a great actor. He's the best bad guy. He's actually my favourite bad guy. He always plays a great sleazebag. You know, the cop and Leon and all of those, and he plays...
Yeah, I don't know him. See, I think of him as sort of a good guy, because I know him from the Batman movies and...
Oh, yeah, of course, because he's the
Inspector
Chief
or whatever.
Chief Wiggum. No, not Chief Wiggum!
Chief Wiggum from Batman! Oh, brilliant! That's amazing.
Senior Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who he is, isn't he?
So, in this Batman scene, right, Chief Wiggum is talking to Diamond Jim Quimby, right?
Yeah, okay.
Who's the new mayor, also known as Two-Face.
Batman, I got some donuts.
Oh, the special schools are all over him.
Oh, yeah, Senior Commissioner Gordon, of course he is. But he's a great bad guy. Oh, he's an awful good bad guy.
He made a decent vampire, didn't he, back in the day as well? Wasn't he in that movie with Tom Cruise, some vampire movie?
He was. That was a weird movie.
Yeah, very strange.
I wasn't into that now.
Yeah.
But it was when they were all like kind of being interviewed or something.
Interview with a vampire.
Yeah, no, this is strange old nonsense now. I wasn't into that. No, I prefer when he's just being more realistic. An old drunk or someone that kills people in Kildare or whatever. I gotta say he's like 61.
Hey!
Oh, right. I thought you were going to tell me it was on the post. There you go.
61.
There's one in the bag then.
That's not bad.
Getting back on form with these birthdays.
There
or thereabouts.
Right, we'll stick with the actors then since you're on a good roll. Timothy Dalton.
Yeah, the worst Bond ever.
Ever.
It has to be said.
Yeah, he was terrible.
You know
that's
what
the one thing you and I agree about with Bond.
Yeah, I know.
We may not agree about the best, but we do agree about the worst.
I know, Jim has this weird idea that a Scotsman who does the exact same thing every time he opens his mouth is the best Bond ever.
Yes.
I'm a Spanish lord. I am a Russian admiral. I'm an English spy. He's always the exact same.
That's because... quality doesn't need to change.
It does need to change. Do something different.
Sure.
At least Roger Moore would give
more tea, anyone.
Yeah, Roger Moore would give you the whole
look at
him.
What do you mean? Roger Moore barely speaks. He has only one voice, anyway. He can't do accents.
Oh, you're
He's never
your
done an
mind.
Accent in his life. And the only thing that's animated about him are his eyebrows.
His eyebrows were amazing. You try doing it. Look at you. You try doing the eyebrows. Nobody can do it like he can. He can speak an entire language with his eyebrows. Deaf people can understand exactly what he's thinking just by his wiggling
his
of his eyebrows.
That's his sign language.
He can ask
eyebrow.
For, yeah. It is, yeah. He can book a plane ticket on the internet just using his eyebrows.
You're right, because it's all a bit eyebrow for me. Come on!
Oh, God. Right, okay.
So, Timothy Dalton, worst Bond ever. But mind you, pretty good in Penny Dreadful. Did you ever see him in Penny
Very
Dreadful?
Very good Penny Dreadful, yeah. Worst Bond ever is pretty much a high bar.
Yeah.
In fairness.
That's true, yeah. He'll never wash that away.
But what age is he? He's probably 63. I'm going to go for 63.
He's actually 73.
Whoa!
Yeah. He's looking well for 73.
Whoa! Jeepers, I tell you, being the worst Bond, it's good for your skin. Isn't it? Whoa!
Yeah.
I should have known that. But
73. Actually, yeah, that's taken me by.
How long was he Bond? I suppose for eight. Like it's a
back
long time.
Back in the 80s,
time.
Was it?
Ah, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So essentially, I was like thinking he was almost a teenage Bond. I was about to forgive him. So leave him alone, being the worst Bond ever. He was only 14.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s, and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara. 6:34. Come here, Tara. Would you have known what a bog sally was?
A breeze.
I had no rashers.
Nah.
But you're a dub, aren't you?
I'm a dub, but I'm from country stock, so right. I would be familiar
no
with lots of
you.
Terms. But no, not that one. It was a brand new one on me.
Somebody else said a sally is a tree in the middle of a bog.
Oh,
there you are.
Hold on. Know. So does that not? Right, so...
I don't know.
A sally is a tree in the middle of a
bog.
Well,
what they actually
said
was...
a bog sally is a stick off.
A sally is a tree. your pair of tits is what they actually text in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's grand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So just to, so that they
Sally
could...
is a tree. I never knew what Sally was a tree.
Never Sally is a tree in a bog.
Oh, specifically in a bog.
Specifically in a bog, according to this texter, who went on to call us a pair of... Anyway.
A pair of tits.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? You don't know something, you get called a tit first thing in the morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, that we get abuse. Tara, on the other hand, she gets Finbar and Cork texting in, "Morning, gents," and sexy voiced Tara.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So there you are. So Tara gets the praise again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep your eyes closed and it'll all work out fine.
There you go. We just get abuse. She gets a lot. Just because she does the butter index.
So, yeah. Good morning, you pair of tits. Yeah. Picks. Egypt. Don't know what the bog sally is. Neither does Tara yet. Scrant. We like Tara, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, do you want to give us the butter index for today
in
your sexy tones?
The butter index this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. For the Butter Index with Tara Duggan.
This morning's Butter Index was actually firm.
Ooh,
oh, I know, which I was surprised about. Now, maybe it was the soft, flowery white roll that essentially disintegrated under the weight of the knife and the butter this morning. So I was a bit irritated because I was also trying to hang sheets out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At 5 o'clock
that?
This morning.
Tara's trying to ramp it up there now. The old soft, white, flowery buns.
We have to get this woman a cooking show.
Don't forget the 200 thread count sheets on the
melting,
line.
Melting butter on flour.
Tell you something, this station could make a fortune if we get Tara cooking on the radio.
Yeah. I'm on for that. I'm on for that.
Now add the sugar.
Tara cooking and us eating.
Oh my God, what a show that would be.
That's the combination.
The best
we
ever.
Need. Yeah.
Sign me up.
There we go. Flowery white buns. Madness, It Must Be Love, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Gin. Gin? PJ and Gin. My God.
PJ and Gin. That's a show I can get behind.
That's one that you would...
tell you.
That would actually have you waking up happy.
Yeah.
PJ and Gin.
I tell you something, that I would see whiskey be more my thing now.
What a show that'd be.
Paddy Whiskey.
You in the morning on the gin.
Oh my God, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
It'd be great, it'd be
by the
great
way,
for
just,
one
just
day.
Just for clarity, always drink responsibly and certainly not at this hour of the morning.
And not when you're at work, which is exactly what Jim is suggesting. Jar.
No, I'm not suggesting.
And yes, he is.
I'm saying.
You heard it here first. Irresponsible Jim, once again. Look at that. Trying to drum us
I'm
all
just
into
saying,
a frenzy.
If there was something called PJ and Gin, which was basically you on the radio while under the influence of gin.
Oh my God. It'd be good for like an
if you
hour.
Think this show is a bit mad.
It'd be good for an hour, and then after that, it would all go
then
a bit south.
And then after the second hour, it'd be just.
Yeah, and then it'd be in with Andy Badger's going, "You're sacked." Yeah, you're not sacked, I quit. Yeah. You're sacked.
You can say
I sack you from my life. Yeah, get out from
all right,
me.
So we've agreed that's a bad idea.
Well, yeah.
So we'll stick with PJ and Jim.
I think it's a better idea, yeah.
For the time being,
when you're
least.
The caretaker, it works better for everybody, to be honest with you.
087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Look at this, old Frank is having his last day at work today.
Hey!
In Tuam in County Galway, he's going into his last day at work, starting a new job on Monday. And he's dreading going in for his last day.
Oh, God, yeah, because, well, is that why, though? Why are you dreading it?
Maybe they're going to give him the bumps.
Are you're dreading it because you're going to miss everyone, or you're dreading it because, jeez, I can't believe I have to do one more day in this kip. You know, you have to be more specific.
I have
you
to go in and get this stupid card.
Yeah, this stupid card. After look at this smelly yolk one more time.
Speaking of last days, right, a mate of mine, and I won't say any more about it, but anyway, a mate of mine who also is involved in the radio industry.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right.
It's Mike, isn't
there was
it?
There was another radio station and a guy was leaving, right?
Yeah.
And his, you know the way you do the whip around here or whatever and all that sort
of
stuff?
Oh, yeah. Geez, are we just more fibres changing hands here?
His going away thing was a jar of coffee. And
what?
And one of those, you know, the spiral notebooks.
You're joking.
I'm serious.
Stuff they literally found in the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like... They didn't get.
Oh
it sounds like they
God.
Didn't get enough to actually buy something.
How to lose like, friends and not influence people?
A jar of coffee and a spiral notebook.
That was what they gave him to go
you
away.
Know those notebook, the flippy over notebook.
Yeah. Oh my God! Did it have "Don't Come Back" written on the cover?
They packaged it up.
You're joking.
Yeah. Because one of the other lads said to like from whatever.
We didn't get anything for your man, and he's going.
What did you get?
Your man. I don't know him. Well, you do. He's in here every day.
Imagine you were leaving it and there you go. A jar of coffee and a notepad. Thanks very much.
Right. Okay.
Cheers.
Do you want me to do anything on the way out? No.
So listen, Frank.
Keep moving.
Count yourself lucky, all right?
Wow.
Let us know, by the way. We want
unless
to know
he's
done
there with a notepad and he didn't even get a jar of coffee. Are you starting to know how popular he is? Well, that's unbelievable. That's, you have to at least pretend. I mean, here, in fairness, at least we pretend here. People leave all the time here. And you have to, you know, what's... I've often, in fairness, been a bit of... I have to be honest. You know, when some of the salespeople come in and out and all, and then they leave and you're like, can I have a fiver for them? He says, I never even met them.
Exactly.
Who's Alison?
Well, you know...
Alison's leaving. I've never met her. Never heard her name. Well,
that's
when you're writing on the card.
When you're writing on the card.
Best of luck, Alison. Whoever the hell you are. Thanks for taking a fiver off me.
When you have to do the leaving card and you have to go, what was her name?
Yeah.
That's when you know.
And then you, was that the redhead one? No. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What did they do? They were in accounts.
For years. Right. Where do you?
Oh. And are they gone, yeah? No, they're going on Friday.
Do they know me? Because if they don't know me, I'll get away with not putting the fiver in. That's what I'd be thinking. I mean, like, you know what I mean? It feels like I'm being forced into a fiver situation here.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just not fair, like.
It's not fair.
Not fair at all.
I prefer to just run around the place, find an old notebook binder and a jar of coffee and stick it into the card instead.
Well, you see, that's going to be the way forward. Anyway, listen, Frank, enjoy your last day at work. Let us know what you get. You can tell us on Monday if you got a half-decent going-away gift. Or was it a jar of coffee and a spiral notepad?
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, we've loads for you today. We have got the chance for you to get into our Forever Young draw, of course, for the Forever Young Festival. We'll tell you about the tunes that you're listening out for. We'll also give you the chance to win yourself big cash on Who the Man, as always. Plus, we get a clue today. Remember, Magic Mike promised us a clue. What else have we got for you? Oh, the brilliant Neil Delamere.
Oh, Neil Delamere's coming in just after 8 o'clock,
I think. Going
to
be in just after 8 o'clock today.
Yep.
What else have we got? Details of the big listener party, of course, getting very close now. We're only, 8 days away?
Yeah.
From the big gig
from
in
the
Cork.
Sweet Sausage Unveiling event. Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if we can, yeah.
We were doing
have to
very well
be careful
there.
How we phrase
see
it.
See the way we were building up the show really well there for a while. We're saying, we have this, we have that, we have the other, and then, and then there's that thing where we make a show of ourselves.
I don't know if you can actually say that phrase, we'll be unveiling our sweet sausage.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not sure it works.
We'll be showing our sweet sausage to the world.
Again, I think there might be some issues with it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. We'll be holding our sweet sausage in our hands, presenting it to one and all.
Yeah, it's not getting better.
Sweet sausage.
It's not getting better.
Out of the pants.
You're just gone ridiculous.
No, I was going to say something. Anyway, like we said, Neil Delamere in just after 8.
Yeah, Madonna, Express Yourself here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 11 minutes past 7. Just very quickly to let you know that Jimmy Somerville, okay? In fact, it's actually part of the Communards. Jimmy Somerville is part of the Communards, is our forever young artist for
yes,
this hour, okay?
I love so Jimmy Somerville.
That's what you're listening for, okay? If you want to win yourself the, or get yourself in the draw at least to win that amazing package to the Forever Young Festival. So we'll tell you more about it when it happens, but remember, when you hear Jimmy Somerville, all you got to do is text the word win or WhatsApp the word win and your name and details to 087-188-0008. But in the meantime,
well, it's been a bit of a disaster in Newbridge when it came to Ash Wednesday.
Right.
So, yeah, so there was this school, right, in Newbridge, in Kildare, and it's had to write to parents to apologise after a very serious incident where a number of students, they got their ashes on their forehead.
Right, for Ash Wednesday.
For Ash Wednesday, you know that way? And they went in, and they got burns on their heads.
Oh my God.
From the ashes. Now here's the thing. Did you know how they make the ashes?
Yeah, they burn, the palms.
Did you know how to do the... I had no idea. This is all brand new news to me now.
It's really?
What
did you think the ashes came from?
I thought they just, from the old pre-cigar parties or something, they just, stubbed out, emptied their pipes in.
They went
like
around the local boozers and... Oh, sure, it's a smoking ban. They wouldn't get them from them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably the way they used to do it.
No, jeepers. It's literally holy smoke. You can't
holy
be doing
smoke.
It. Yeah. So what they do, apparently, anyway, if there is anyone out there that doesn't know, they're from Palm Sunday. They get the palms from Palm Sunday that are left over, and they burn them, and they do say, without the use of any accelerant, this is, of course, came in the apology letter now from the church to the school, the palm is burnt, and after it's burnt, it's put through a sieve to refine it, and then it's stored until Ash Wednesday. So the idea that it could still be hot or something, it's extraordinarily slim.
Yeah.
You know, you're literally talking holy smoke here, right? So they put it on the heads, and unfortunately, some of the kids went home, they started to get irritation and discomfort and pain on their heads.
So it was a sort of an acidy burn thing, was it, as opposed to a heat thing. They weren't like literally taking them out of the, you know, out of the fire.
Yeah, like, I guess so, yeah.
They weren't
yeah.
being branded.
They weren't, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like they used to do with cattle.
No, I'm guessing everyone will make a full recovery. They won't be walking around with the... although imagine you went with your kid to get Ash Wednesday done and you thought maybe your kid was a bit bolder, you know, and the next thing the priest is putting the ashes on her head and smoke starts to rise from your child's head. You think, oh my God, I've got the devil child. The omen is in the family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you'd think that there was something going on. But no, it doesn't really go into it. But it does say they got this discomfort sort of feeling on their forehead. They were left with visible marks on their foreheads.
Yeah.
They should make a full recovery. But
and it was definitely proper ashes, yeah.
It sounds like the DUP now, doesn't it? Cash for Ash. Doesn't it? You can see the way this is going to go. There'll be an old Cash for Ash scandal there, won't there be?
Oh, my God.
Because people are going, wait a minute. Oh, no. The Catholic Church have the best get out of jail free card ever, don't they? Act of God.
Act of God.
It wasn't us. It was the
Holy... It was a miracle.
The Holy God put out his pipe and did the spell. And then when it went on the head,
I'm actually amazed.
He made it come alive again.
Amazed one of the parents didn't kind of proclaim it, that it wasn't in one of the local newspapers, proclaiming it as a kind of, you know...
Yeah.
As a special, a moment, like a moving statue.
See, that's the thing. If it was in the
80s... Look what happened. It left an imprint.
I'd say the church are raging. If it was in the 80s, that's exactly what had happened.
Yeah, yeah.
They got the... They'd have the Holy God ashes.
The mark of the Lord.
Put the mark of the Lord onto the children. And the children now, they're walking around. Yeah, young.
And these children are now special children.
Young Mary and young Joseph. Now, that's not a coincidence that they got the mark of the Lord on the head. And they'd all be like battling the spittle all over again.
Absolutely.
We'd all be getting the ashes done.
It'd be like all
disgusted
those people,
if we weren't getting burnt.
All those people who managed to get into the papers because they dipped their biscuit and it comes out looking like...
Yeah, you get a piece of toast that looks like like the Sacred Heart.
Yeah, or there's a stain on your wallpaper that looks exactly... Like
the 12 apostles. You know them one. Yeah, you're there going, that's the job. Yeah. That's the job, yeah, yeah.
But so it's not a miracle then.
Unfortunately,
just an accident.
We're in modern times and it gets put down to an accident. It's terrible. Nothing gets passed off as a miracle since the dawn of technology. It's terrible. I miss the old days of the miracles.
And they're definitely sure it was a genuine bona fide. Like, they got them from the church. They didn't, like, it wasn't one of those sort of, wasn't a back alley ashes thing. Where there was a lad there.
Ah, jeepers. I know the old church attendances are down, but I don't think it's gotten to the stage where you have a...
Illegal ash.
Is there any masses going, is there? Hey, don't say anything. There's a 7 p.m. down the lane behind the school, right? He's doing the ashes and the confessions.
But he's just, you know,
all in one. Two for one job. It's going to be unbelievable, right? Say nothing to that one. Yeah, I don't think we're at that level.
Right.
Just yet.
Right, so we don't have to go the route of illegal ash, is what you're saying.
That'd be a mad... Imagine pushing mass underground. That'd be some job, wouldn't it? Might make it popular again.
Is there something called a black mass now?
That's for a different fella. That's for a different lord
altogether. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When that fella burns you, you don't get an apology letter from the local church. That's your own doing.
Baby Jane from Rod Stewart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:20 on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 21st of March. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Particularly, of course, when you hear... Jimmy Somerville is part of the Communards. He's our forever young artist for this hour. So win and your name and details, but only when you hear it. 087-188-0008. By the way, somebody's just texted in since we were talking about the ashes controversy and the marks being left and all those people who used to go to the papers when they had random things that they thought looked like something else.
Indeed.
Ridiculous things. Somebody's texted in, lads. What about the miracle of the banana that looks like a Bichon frieze? And they sent us
a link and
they've
everything.
They sent us a link to check it out for ourselves, which we will do.
A banana that looks like a Bichon frieze.
I'm struggling to try to think what a Bichon frieze looks like.
A little white fluffy dog. You know them, the little yappy
fellas.
And you
can get a banana that looks like it.
Well, yeah. I'm
obviously this person could, to be fair.
There you go, Bichon frieze banana. I'm just having a look there. Oh, there's a remarkable similarity. Unbelievable. Oh my God.
What? Isn't that something though that you always associate with
that's absolutely
local papers always have that.
Yeah. But Jim, I'm not joking you. This is an act of God.
Really? We'll have to get
it. It looks exactly like a Bichon frieze. It's like the banana's been sliced, right?
Right.
So you imagine, you know, the way you take a little slice of banana to put that on your sandwich sort of thing. And in it is the face of a Bichon frieze. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
Like, I've seen the Jesus in the toast, and yeah, okay, I get what they're going. But this is the holy dog of Ireland. I've never seen anything like it.
Right, we might have to get it up. We might have to get it up on social media for other people to check it out. A Bichon Frise banana.
Unbelievable.
That's impressive.
It even has one of the ears and everything. It's got a banana with an ear. Can't believe it.
But they are something you always associated with local newspapers, aren't they?
These stories,
like somebody
yeah.
beholding a their prize marrow that looked like something, or
yeah, that looked like maybe Tom there. Jones or something. Yeah, and they'd be like, "Can you see it, Tom Jones? It's from." And they'd be they try and put it down to a specific decade and all. It's from the "I'm Too Sexy" era.
Yeah,
you know, if you can see them, they do all that. Yeah, people
stuff.
Get really into. I love those stories.
Absolutely
I loved
love
them.
It.
Like, as much as we used to go through the Irish regional papers, but the English ones are actually worse.
They're light years ahead.
When it comes to naff stories
make it something totally banal, a front page story.
Yeah, but can I just say, though, this is not a banal story. This Bichon Frise, this is actually kind of amazing. Yeah. Yeah, this is far beyond Tom Jones seen in a local marrow. This is proper. this is actually a dog. Right,
we'll ask Magic Mike to pop it up on our social media. You can make the decision for yourself.
See, it's just sitting on the end of a knife there. Unbelievable. What a find.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's almost 7:34. Yes, listen to that. Stand by. Here we go. Magic Mike has joined us in studio because this is it. There is a clue for who the man... What a ridiculous dramatic...
Very dramatic to have Mike in the studio. That was a... Yeah. Talk about,
I'll tell you something, Mike. If this clue doesn't live up to it after that...
I'd like that every time I come into the studio. Warning, Magic Mike. So the clue...
here could do that when they go into the toilet, to be fair.
Not talking about anybody in particular.
Now, moving on... I have a clue in two parts.
Oh, two parts.
Two
okay.
parts, brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen. The first clue today is, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ding.
Ah, okay. That's it.
Yes.
I tell you, if tomorrow's dawn,
I swear to God, there's going to be trouble. Because we've been looking forward to getting two clues off him.
Okay.
He says ding today and dong tomorrow.
That's going to be trouble.
I'll tell you now, it's not dong tomorrow.
It's not dong tomorrow. Right. So, Top Class then has been out there for a while.
He's got to do something.
Now we have ding.
What do you mean? Is that it? What do you want? Like a sentence, a paragraph? Will I write a novel on it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I wasn't expecting
Top Class
ding. And he's going to come in and say ding, dong, ding or something like that, isn't he?
Right. Now, by the way, this is the Who the Man clip. Top Class we've had for a while. Ding!
It's a really, really, really good clue. I promise you it's a really, really good clue.
Do we believe him?
I don't know. I'm slightly overwhelmed now, to be honest, when I heard that ding was what he came out with.
Top Class.
A Top Class ding.
And ding.
Top Class ding.
It'll be gotten. I'm telling you.
Wow. Yeah. Right, okay. If you fancy a go at Who the Man...
If you fancy going Who the Man, 087-188-0008, give us a shout. Maybe you'll be lucky. Looking at poor old Michael Bolton here. He's looking for love.
Is he?
Poor old Michael Bolton, yeah. I'll tell you all about this poor fella. Lonely, so he's lonely as a hound.
Michael Bolton said, I loved you, but I lied here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 20-8. Michael Bolton on the lookout for love. Is that what you're telling me?
He's on the lookout for love.
Oh, my God.
Poor old Michael Bolton, he's lonely as...
King of the love song.
Wandering lonely as a cloud he is.
Unbelievable.
66 years old. Unbelievable.
Shocking.
All that music. You're going to kill me if you play that music.
I'm only just playing the music. You won't do any singing in it.
Oh, jeepers. I think we could have
loved it. Like, I mean, maybe that's what he's struggling with. Maybe, you know, he can't find a lover because he can't be friends.
Because he can't even make a friend.
Exactly.
Because consider he must be fierce cranky if he can't even make friends in the first place.
Exactly.
He's out there. He's 66. He's American. He's looking for someone to spend not just his life but his fortune with, he says.
So he's thrown that into the ad.
A very eligible bachelor, right? So he admits he's made life difficult for himself.
That he's worth a few quid.
Yeah, he's doing everything he can. He's like, in fairness, he's putting himself out there. I'd say he's probably banging around on the Tinder and everything, doing what he can.
But have you seen him recently?
Yeah. I was on his gig show last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to say?
I was just...
Watch your dirty mouth now.
No, a bit of work is all I'm saying. He's had
a little bit of a haircut, maybe. Maybe he got the delt straightened. Yeah.
Right.
You're just jealous.
You're right, poor fella. You're right.
He's doing everything he can out there. The poor fella's lonely. Walking around the Point Depot, so he was. And who knew? He's nobody to go home and even give him a hug and say...
Shocking.
Fair play to your horse. So he's doing his best. 75 million records sold worldwide. And he says in his own words, I'm a deep, helpless romantic. I don't think there is any other better feeling than being in love. And I believe in the ultimate, and then I get disappointed. But am I being unreasonable in what the ultimate is? I don't know. That's what he says. Wow. So he's got, he said his longest love affair ever was 18 years and it was with a woman called Nicolette. And he said it was powerful and long lasting, but it ran its course. But the thing is, he has an autobiography, right?
Right.
And in his autobiography, he harps on about Nicolette so much that he reckons, you know, other women think he's not over her. Like,
right.
You know, he like.
So he's his own worst enemy.
Why am I going to go out with this lad?
Yeah.
Like, his book is about 30 chapters long and 15 of them are about Nicolette. Like, you start going, right, he needs to get over this.
Yeah, yeah.
And his mates have said it to him. Listen, your book, you went, you went completely.
Did you read it? Is this you telling me this or are you reading this in the paper?
No, I'm reading it in the paper. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Just for a minute there.
And when I say 15 or 30 chapters.
Is it genuine?
It might be
Michael
a little.
Bolton fan.
Yeah, well, I am a fan. I am.
Yeah, I mean, I know you are a fan. I mean,
love
admittedly,
can hurt, but it is worth it.
Or you're a fan who only really knows one of his songs, but still, you're a big fan of that song, which is all you really need.
Tell you something, isn't it amazing, Mike, that Michael Bolton is lonely and Jim has someone to go home to? You know what I mean? Isn't it amazing? What sort of a sick world we live in, where the man who ridicules other people day in,
I'm not ridiculing him.
He goes home, gets a hug, and rides a unicorn to work the next day. Not a bother on him. And someone as good as Michael Bolton is wandering lonely as a cloud through a world full of despair. I tell you something, I thought the world makes no sense.
You're right, it makes no sense.
Maybe I hope Michael Bolton never finds love, because he'd become as twisted and self-centred as Jim McCabe. He'd be slagging off his best mate every day. So he will, yeah.
I was only just saying that we've had that conversation before. You're a very dedicated Michael Bolton fan, or more specifically, a very dedicated how can we be lovers if we can't be friends fan.
How can he be a jackass and me still call him a friend? That's what I'm gonna, that's the new name of that song. How is he a jackass and I call him a friend? Every single morning and this torment never ends. I feel you, Michael. I know what it's like to want something from somebody and never get it. I feel you.
Anyway, so, but I'm still sort of surprised he stuck in the fact that he's got a few quid. That's not on you. I mean,
yeah,
you're not asking for a bit of trouble there.
I think he
you
might
know, putting
be, yeah.
forward the fact that, listen, I'm worth a fair few bob, like, so, I mean,
I know.
You know, even if you don't sort of like anything about me personality,
yeah,
you could have an easy life.
At least, you know, you will never be short of a plate of cakes, like, yeah. The wolf will never be that close to the door.
Exactly.
You know, that's the Irish way of saying if you have a few quid. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you started dating Michael O'Leary now, even he'd never say he had a few quid.
Because
the Irish way is to always go, ah, yeah, you know, I'm doing all right now. Yeah, I can't complain. Jesus, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not worried. It's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. Keeping the wolf from the door, yeah. That's
Lord.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, I would have thought that Michael Bolton wouldn't be short of fans.
You wouldn't
Female
have thought so.
Fans
He's
who,
definitely
you know,
not. I was at the gig. I was at the gig. I told you I was at the gig.
Yeah.
And the cheek of a woman from Dublin behind me to look at me and my friend, Mick, and say, are you still here on your own? Like, we're together, like. What sort of men are you going to a Michael Bolton gig on your own? She was so abusive, I swear to God, for a minute I thought it was Jim McCabe sitting behind me.
Classic hits. Yeah, the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way. The Communards featuring, of course, Jimmy Somerville, one of the artists performing at the Forever Young Festival this July 5th to the 7th of July at Palmer's Town House in Naas. Over 25 original 80s bands, and what a prize we have for you. The chance for you and three of your friends to have weekend passes, VIP access, deluxe camping package for the lot of you, over $3,500 worth. It's going to be handed out at the end of this week.
Unbelievable.
And somebody going into the draw, Siobhan Pullen, is it?
Siobhan Pullen, yeah. Siobhan Pullen, yeah. That's the way I read it. So well done, Siobhan. You are in the draw for today. Well done.
Absolutely.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
who the man? Right, so €1,330, that's what we have for you in Who the Man this morning, and it sounds just like this.
Man.
But even more importantly, we have a new clue. So Top Class was the first clue we were given, but Magical Michael, he came in this morning, so he's given us a clue of two parts, he said.
Mm.
And the first part of the new clue is ding.
Ding.
Ding. So Top Class and ding. And he reckons it's a ridiculously good clue.
Right.
That's what he's saying,
so
right?
We could be on for a winner.
So we could well be on for a winner. I tell you something, me and Jim had a little chat over it and we have a feeling we might know who it is.
Yeah.
Which is extraordinarily rare. We've never had that confidence before.
Although we kind of narrowed it down a good bit.
I think we know
who
it
is.
I think we have the actual person.
Wow, okay.
I honestly do. But let's see if Helena O'Sullivan in Cork has. How are you, Helena?
Hi, PJ. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How are you getting on today?
Good.
Yeah, what's your plans for the day?
Oh, just getting ready for work and heading out soon. Hoping I'm a winner.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, the old optimism, we'll see how you get on with that. Let's see, Alina, have you got it for us with the new clue? Who do you think it is?
Ding Junhui, the Chinese snooker player.
What's his name?
Ding Junhui.
Ding Junhui.
You don't know who Ding Junhui is.
Ding Junhui.
Ding Junhui.
Is it not Ding Junhui?
Ding
Junhui. Ding
Junhui. Is it not Ding Junhui?
Yeah.
I feel I just feel like a total ding dong trying to get this right, to be honest with you. I haven't a clue who we're talking about.
There's a snooker player called Ding Jong. Is there who or we?
We.
Right. Is that right, Michael?
And let's I thought this clue was going to be the big break for everybody. It's not right.
Unlucky, Helena, unlucky. Keep at it, though.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks for educating me anyway, Helena.
So there we go, off to the snooker with you.
Yeah, we're staying in Cork and we're going to Monica Baker. How are you, Monica?
I'm good, PJ. How are you?
Well, I'm slightly confused now, being quite honest with you, after the last one. But yeah, feeling pretty good. Any plans for your day?
Just getting ready to take my boys to school now and then go to work.
I'll tell you, what's the names of the two lads?
Matthew and Dylan.
Matthew and Dylan, right. So let's do our best for the two lads. Make sure, lads, Matthew and Dylan, you get half this each if your mammy wins it.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is, Monica?
Anthony Joshua, the boxer.
Anthony Joshua, of course.
AJ
yeah.
himself.
Big fight coming, just announced again. He is up in, I think it's June, is the next fight for him. What do you reckon then, Mike?
Going to have to knock you out of this competition as well, unfortunately. It's wrong.
Out of the count, unfortunately, Monica.
Thanks for playing, Monica. Have a good one.
You too, thanks.
Cheers.
Take it easy. See you later, boy.
Right. So, not good enough, the clue today, to get us a winner. But,
no.
Well, you think you're on the case.
I think I'm on the case. I must write it down in an envelope. I must do that thing. And then see if we're right at the end. I have to do that, right? So there you go. That's 20 to 5. You can have another go with Damien. Your new clue is ding. First of a two-part clue. And that goes in with top class. So if that rings any bells, I suppose, well done. Give him a shout. 20 to 5.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Always good to welcome back a friend of the show to the show. And in fact, I think this particular friend of the show is on the show almost as much as you
I know,
and
yeah.
I.
Becoming a regular contributor, Neil Delaware.
Hello. You know something? If we didn't have a resident comedian, you could be him.
I thought you were going to say it'd be great to have a friend back on the show. But unfortunately, Neil Delaware is just not quite. I've taken up that space, I'm afraid. He's only here because his car got clamped. He likes to visit the scene of the crime every so often.
Do you live locally or something?
I do.
He does, actually.
Yeah. I sleep on the Lewis, that's what it is. No, I was doing the 3 arena gig the other night and I didn't get home. It was good crack.
Should Jim and PJ be up, for God's sake? We'll drop in.
I've missed something here now. Do we all have to wear the same tops? Because I didn't get that memo.
I know.
What's the crack
with
that?
It's an unfortunate coincidence, yeah.
Okay.
I think we're starting to do that thing. We're with each other so much that we're just tuning into colours and everything like that.
It's like owners and their pets.
Okay, now. Who is the pet there?
Let's be honest, I'm the pet. Let's be honest about it, we all know.
I just have an image of him following you around North Dublin with a little black plastic bag. PJ, you got to fully go, PJ.
A pair of surgical gloves. Now, anyway, listen. So
how we met.
Normally when you're in, obviously we're talking about your gigs and your kind of...
Because
you never stop working. But now...
It's a very different capacity.
You know,
so first of all, obvious question. How does an Offaly man become like the face of Northern Irish tourism? It's one thing I never thought I'd be asking
And did they think it through?
Well, clearly not. Because you're the only interview I'm doing today as the ambassador for tourism of Northern Ireland. No, I do huge amounts of work in Northern Ireland. So I do the Blame Game on TV and I do Soft Border Patrol. And I actually figured out the other day I am the comedian who travels over the border more than everybody else.
Yeah.
Like 100 or 150 times a year. So they kind of thought 57% of people in the Republic have never been to the North. Which is kind of mad.
Is there a reason for that? Is there something they've narrowed it down to?
They think there's a Berlin Wall at Monaghan. That's what they think, I think. And maybe they have an image of it that's something from the 1980s. So they wanted somebody who has been there a lot to go actually and talk about what you can do up there. Because when you go up there, you know yourself, you've been lots of gigs up there. You go up there, you do a gig, and then you turn around and drive home, which is most gigs on the entire island of Ireland.
Fairness.
So this this time I went, they said to me, will you go and do the things that you always kind of wanted to do? Because you go, you don't do enough stuff.
Yeah.
No, you never do.
So yeah. I went and went to see the Glens of Antrim, went to see Bushmills. The fella from Bushmills is a fella from Port Arlington, is the master brewer in Bushmills. And he told me 2% of all whiskey evaporates every year, he told me.
The Angel Share.
The
yeah.
Angel Share. Would yeah. you love to have known oh that when you stole God. Your dad's whiskey yeah. when you were a teenager? Who stole that whiskey? Oh, well, Angels broke in and drank all your whiskey, Dad. Yeah. All right, what did yeah. the Angels say? Well, they offered me protection, a lot of love and affection, and they drank all your Carlsberg as well. So I went up to that, and I went to round the Glens of Antrim. I've never seen the Glens of Antrim before, and went to Derry. You could do it all in a couple of days. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
It was brilliant.
I have to say now, I'm kind of guilty. I've done the Belfast thing.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Did the Titanic thing and all that sort of stuff
yeah.
or whatever.
Don't give but away what happens in the end.
I won't. Okay. I won't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crucial.
It's sad though, PJ. It's sad. But I never kind of ventured out.
I love the idea that there's somebody
that.
Who actually has, doesn't know what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like,
going to
yeah.
sit at home.
Yeah, yeah don't ring going, it, don't ring
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Yeah, yeah. You ruined JFK. I know you're going to ruin this as well.
So. But I'm still taking it. Even though I've just fessed up to the fact that I've kind of done part of it, but not yeah. all the other stuff as well. I'm still sort of surprised that that many people haven't ever crossed the border.
Well, one of the things in the north, though, and this is my chance to just do my own spoken, the biggest sporting event on the island of Ireland.
Oh, I bet you know what it is.
Yeah. What do you know what it is?
Well, given that you've brought it up.
Yeah, it's yeah. got to be
it's either Dublin GAA, which is unlikely to do that well in certain
not,
parts.
Not quite.
But I'm going to go motorbike racing, is it?
Yeah, the Northwest 200. It yeah. brings out nearly a quarter of a million visitors. But the biggest sporting event in on the island. And it's like, just doesn't get the notice at all, TV-wise.
You mean here?
Yeah, well, basically anywhere, really. Yeah. The Northwest 200 is so only being a motorbike
circle. So
basically, circles,
your point is nothing to do with Northern Ireland tourism. It's just a random sporting point.
I'm trying to encourage people to go there for a particular weekend. Yeah, maybe.
But Game of Thrones is the big thing that has brought a huge amount of people up there. So, like, we got to see lots of the places that Game of Thrones was filmed, and I was guided around by this guy who was in it. Actually, he was one of the kind of body doubles, and he's 6'9", right? But he still did the thing that everybody in Ireland does when something their place is on camera. So he goes. So we saw Ballantoy Harbour, and that's where the Iron Islands is. The Iron Islands.
Yeah,
that's a different thing. Yeah,
yeah,
all the guys in the Night's Watch are in big jumpers,
huge flat caps.
Winter is coming.
So Geary Egg Chocked, I believe they said at one point. That's right. And so he showed me all these places, like Ballantoy Harbour was one, and then he showed me a place where the Shadow Cave was like some shadow baby was born in the cave, right? And then he says, and I watch it, and he goes, and every time I watch it, I go, that's not how you go from that beach to that beach. And you go, that's the issue you have with Game of Thrones. It's not the dragons flying around and the shadow baby. It's, you wouldn't go from Ballycastle to Cushing Dun using that road. Full on Irish, yeah.
So listen, so you were on a road trip.
I was on a road trip, right. Yeah, yeah.
Because so a couple of things came out of the road trip thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, because for a start, musically, George Ezra was apparently chosen as the music that would be the perfect kind of accompaniment to a
yeah,
road trip.
They commissioned,
which is a bit different than the one that came out from, I think it was your neck of the woods. Was it your neck of the woods that liked classical music?
Well, I don't know why you are being so disparaging about the Midlands, which is also often called the Vienna of the island of Ireland. So yeah,
I just have a vision of
the Swiss roll of Ireland
with Mozart going on.
I hear "Ode to Joy" in my head all the time. Da, 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 da. When I walked in here, that's what I heard. Yeah, so but they kind of commissioned research, so it was people would talk about which exactly what they're doing about, you know, because the idea is it's a road trip, it's an hour and a half just to Belfast or 2 hours, you know. Yeah, decided to see. So Jamie Dornan was the person.
Say you were miffed about
from
that,
the north. That people, oh no,
oh, from the north.
From the north. People that wanted to spend as much time with. And then the other one was what sort of music they liked. And yeah, awfully classical music. You know, there's just one fella in Borough going, this is going to put the cat among the pigeons. But George Ezra. I really love George Ezra because his head does not go with his voice.
It doesn't, yeah.
It is fantastic. Like, he's this really soulful voice, and then he has the head of a Dunstores manager from Mullingar. When you're in the gym, you're just like on a treadmill, or looking at a treadmill, and you're just considering going on a treadmill.
Wondering how it works.
And you hear this, and then you look up and you go, oh, George Ezra must have sold the music for that ad. It must be an ad because Yeah. You're expecting like curtains and Venetian blinds to be sold. But yeah, George Ezra's the one of the most popular people to listen to while you're driving around.
I don't know why that necessarily comes as a shock.
I think it comes as a shock because I didn't know George Ezra was from the island at all. I assumed.
No, he's not.
I want to thank God for that. Because that.
Is that what you were taking from it?
Well, he's one of the Monaghan
Ezras. I assumed we were like talking about people who are from here. That's what I thought the whole point of this was. Jamie Dornan obviously being from the north.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Now, can I just... Okay.
I'm so glad. So he's English. I wasn't that wrong.
He is English. Yeah. What I'm wondering now is if we go back to your point, what classical traditional composer were you thinking that the people from the Midlands were going for?
Oasis, obviously. thanks for coming in, Neil.
No worries.
Best of luck with it, and it's great thanks to see your ambassadorial.
And by the way, so just before we do let you go, when you're not basically telling everybody how wonderful Northern Ireland is, are you still doing other work as well?
No. Yeah, it's just that. I'm training for the priesthood. I'm still gigging. I'm finished the last kind of 10 or 15 gigs of the tour. I'll finish actually in Derry in the Millennium Forum on the second night in the Millennium Forum. And then off to Edinburgh. So yeah, still going.
Cheers, Neil. Dinah Ross and Upside Down here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Somebody wants us to tell Aoife and Maura to hurry up and get out for school.
Get up over that, Aoife and Maura.
God's sake.
Stop lazing around the place.
Unbelievable. It's 22 minutes to nine. Do you know that?
For the love of God.
God's sake.
Boy, can't wait for you, you know. Get up and get moving.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, of course. Breakfast table quiz on the way. And if you are heading out and about, whether it be to school or to work or whatever, let's hope you're appropriately dressed for whatever it is you're going to.
Indeed. It's causing a bit of a stir, especially in Port Leash anyway. The old appropriate sort of
attire.
Street wear and attire, this guy called David Finn, he owns the Style Bar in Port Leash, in County Leash, obviously. And he's had to take action. He's had absolutely enough. He said he went into the salon on St. Patrick's Day, right? And there's five women sitting there, ready to get themselves did, right? Whatever you'd be doing in the salon. I don't know what you do in salons.
Oh, it could be all sorts.
Nails or hair, or whatever it is, right? So there's five women sitting there. Three of the five were all sitting there in their pyjamas, nightwear. He was disgusted. To say he was disgusted, putting it mildly, right? So he's received kind of a hugely positive response, though, because for some reason, this sparks a real irrational, strong feelings in people. People get very upset about it.
About seeing other people in their pyjamas.
Yeah, you know, the way every so often you'd see, you get it
is
in Dublin.
Just jealousy?
It's like, dear God, look at that, it's unbelievable. Go there next door to the shop wearing the pyjamas if you know self-respect. Who has it to put on a pair of jocks for Jesus' sake? You know, people get very upset by it. They get fairly upset by it.
Yeah.
And he's sort of saying now, right, that's it. He's drawn a line on his business. He's getting a very positive response, though. People saying he's dead right. You shouldn't be allowed in to a place of business wearing pyjamas and a nightgown or whatever the hell it is. Disgraceful. And he's pointed out, look, staff also, they're being asked to take money, he says, from like bras and underwear and all.
Oh, right, okay.
And from socks and everything. It's just simply not hygienic when it comes to that,
right,
you know?
Okay, yeah. Because I was wondering where the issue would be, but I suppose, yeah, if you don't have... If you have to keep things in places that things shouldn't be kept.
Well, apart from your ghoulies and boobies, I suppose, there's places to keep them. But you know, I suppose you don't use them as wallets, do you? Imagine, like, seriously, imagine you walk around with a load of change in your wife runs and then expect to pay for something. It's just outrageous. It's outrageous. Can't be doing that. So there you go. And then he says, we have had customers complaining about it over the years, he says. And he says there haven't been major complaints, but it's things that do get said on the side. So you can imagine the way that is. You know, someone goes up to pay and they're like, there you are now. I feel like I wasted my time getting dressed coming in here.
I'm overdressed. Jeez, and I'm only wearing a tracksuit.
Came in my tracksuit. I didn't realise I should have come wearing nothing at all or a dressing gown. You know that. So he's had the comments.
Would you have
an
issue with it now, would you?
It doesn't bother me in the slightest.
I have to say, it's not a sort of a red button issue for me at all.
It doesn't bother
really.
Me in the slightest. I just assume they're next door or something and they...
Yeah.
Like, because if it was up to me, I'd do it.
That's what I'm saying. I assume it only happens nipping to the corner shop.
Or going to the salon across the road or whatever.
Right, whatever.
Or
going,
you definitely see school-run mums. You definitely know that half of them, they're in the pyjamas in the car. You know, like,
throwing the coat on over the pyjamas.
Look at Judgy Mike shaking his head.
Disparaging shakes. I sense another Poo Patrol campaign coming on.
I do.
No, nothing would be as extreme. Pajama Patrol. Nothing would be extreme as that, but I'm sorry, I'm against it now, I have to say.
Well, can I ask you then?
Yeah.
How does it affect your life?
It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect my life at all.
So why do you get upset with it?
But I just think, and here we go. It's lazy.
Right?
Lazy. Bone laziness.
So for you, pajamas are for your house. The confines of your own house.
Quite frankly, pajamas, I thought, were gone out at this stage. I didn't think anyone wore pajamas.
Oh my God, the pajama industry is thriving.
It's kind of leisure wear, though, isn't it? It's leisure wear, they call it. Or lounge wear. Is that what they call it now?
Lounge wear.
Lounge wear.
Is that what it's called now, yeah?
Yeah, in the shops, that's what they... So that they don't...
Lounge wear.
Isn't it? Something like that.
It's something like that, yeah. But this whole thing came from Japan, I think. Anyway, that's not...
Wearing your PJs.
Delve into the history of it. But yeah, I read this before,
that's
yeah.
That's gas, that you're blaming Japan on people nipping up the post office in their gym jams.
That's Japan.
And he's blaming the Japanese.
No. It's a thing in
Funny
Japan.
Funny the way they talk to that, not sushi, like.
It's a thing in Japan where they get nightwear and wear it out in public or something.
Really?
Yeah, but we took it to a whole new level. They do it from a fashion point of view. We do it from a laziness point of view.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But again, like, I don't mind. If you're just going next door, like, say if you want to be in your pajamas, you're at home and you go, fart, of no milk. I need to get milk. But you're going to spend the rest of the day in the house.
Right.
Do you really have to, in case you might upset Magical Mike now, you have to get fully dressed, right? Walk 30 seconds around the corner or get into
your own car
and go on up the road in your own car and then you go, you get it, and then you have to come back. Get undressed and put back on your pyjamas for comfort's sake, because I wouldn't want Magic Mike to think I was lazy. You know, I don't really understand what the big drama is. It's not as if people are getting the bus to the Belfast to go and see the Titanic Museum and swan around in their pyjamas.
Well, why not? If you don't mind.
Yeah, Magic Mike could be saying, where do you draw the line?
A period of time.
Like if you rock in
within
here,
a mile radius of your
in
house.
In a salon.
If PJ comes in in his pyjamas.
Yeah.
Well, like his Thomas the Tank Engine pyjamas and all that. If he
super
comes in
Ted.
Sorry, Super Ted.
Jim, he's telling the truth. If it was in any way acceptable
in
the workplace,
the man is, have you seen
it
when he rocks in the summer?
Yeah.
He comes in wearing GAA shorts from 1970s.
Yeah, and I've gotten in trouble for it.
And you know what I mean?
Andy, bad news came me trouble for it. Here, you! I got called in to his office. Here!
Remember he called him? You know, he called him Gloria from an Ain't That Hot One.
Yeah. Hey! I got that. Hey, you! I walked in, he goes, we have a freaking dress code here. And I wasn't allowed to wear my tracksuit in anymore.
Yeah. Shocker.
You know what I mean?
Absolute shocker.
So there, that was the end of that.
So you'd be a pyjama in public wearer.
I have to say,
I don't mind it too much, really, myself.
To be honest, when I wear my tracksuit in public, they are essentially my Nike pyjamas. Let's be honest about it.
To be fair,
I just don't have actual pyjamas.
Of course, the other thing, Mike, we shouldn't forget is the fact that when he did wear his tracksuit shorts with that unfortunate incident with Imelda May.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was very embarrassing.
I mean, that's probably one of the reasons. That's probably your greatest argument against it, Mike.
It is.
To see that photo.
Yeah, to be fair now, even I agree with that one. I've kept the shorts, but next time I put them on, I'll be using sellotape.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, so it's number one Perry Square in Limerick that we want to send you to this week. This is the award-winning country house, but it's in the city. A boutique 20-guest room townhouse with a country house feel in Limerick's historic Georgian Quarter. You can enjoy a selection of organic artisan breakfast goodies each morning with your a la carte breakfast. Local food produce combined with a great kitchen team to cook it for you. And of course you got all of the spa treatments and all that you can enjoy during your two nights of luxury in their townhouse suite. That's what's up for
grabs. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I can picture myself doing it.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately
it
I won't
be you.
But I can picture myself. So 12 is the score to beat, or 12 is the score you need, beg your pardon. 11 the score to beat so far. And Vanessa Kennedy in Galway is going to give it a go. How are you, Vanessa?
Hey Peter, how's it going?
Not bad at all. Yeah, thank you very much. How are you? What's your plans for today?
Just getting ready to go to work. That's about it,
really. All right, so you still have a few moments left anyway, do you?
Yeah.
Try and win yourself a bit of a break, something to look forward to.
Why not, indeed? Why not? Right, well, listen, 60 seconds is what you've got to make it all happen. 12 or more, what we need. You good to go?
Yep, go ahead.
Best of luck, Vanessa. Here we go.
In the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes, what type of animal is Hobbes?
Pass.
He's a tiger. Borat, the fictional character, is from what country?
Pakistan.
It's Kazakhstan. To which order of animals does the hamster belong? Rodents or primates?
Rodents.
The soap Neighbours is set in what country?
Australia.
What O is the term which describes the remote areas of Australia?
Outback.
Which snooker star was known as the Hurricane?
Steve Higgins.
It was Alex Higgins. If someone is behaving very well, they're said to be as good as what metal?
As good as gold.
Yeah, what was the first name of the artist Van Gogh?
Vincent.
In which Irish county is the International Rose of Tralee?
Kerry.
A Shih Tzu is a breed of what animal?
Dog.
In which country is Copacabana Beach?
Pass.
It's Brazil. In what sport could you be 30 love?
Tennis.
Is Thailand in the northern or southern hemisphere?
Northern.
What does the first C stand for in the initial C, BBC?
Children.
If you sailed due west from Ireland, what country would you hit first?
Pass.
Canada. David Blaine is best known for being a magician or a singer?
Singer. About
a
magician.
Oh, you said singer first. Fart. Oh, you knew it as well. Oh, you knew it.
See what happens when you're on the spot like that. That's the tough part.
Even when you know something so well, it trips you up, doesn't it?
And you were on a good roll there, Vanessa, as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you were doing very well.
You came close. You gave it a brave effort, Vanessa, to be fair to you. Good effort.
Okay.
Listen, not quite good enough, but thanks a million for playing.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Take it easy, Vanessa. Bye-bye. Thanks for having a go.